So this is Kevin here with Casey Allure for the documentary Kevin Gets the Wrong End of the Stick with Greg Ballycallan, session number one. We're about to get the hurling underway properly. I've got all my kit and gear, so I have my hurl here from Star Hurleys in my hand, and I know how to hold it right finally as well, which is a good start. I'm able to see 2020, or maybe a little bit better, thanks to lads in Focus, and I have my helmet as well, thanks to Hennessy. So anything that goes wrong after here is up to me. A little bit nervous, I think. Obviously, first time hurling as well. We're doing an under 16 and minor session here this evening, and probably for the next couple of weeks, just to get up to speed with striking and pulling and blocking and hooking and everything else. So, but excited as well, and I suppose it's a new adventure, and let's see how it goes.
Right, back hand pass now with a bit of speed. Longer hand pass, that's it. Longer hand pass. That's it, come on, take it on. Take the ball on the run, come on. Oh, lads, come on, the girls will be going faster above. Well done, Billy, well done. Well done. Right, lads, everyone on their weak side now, 30 seconds. Every ball on the weak side, 30 seconds, come on. 30 seconds, come on your weaker side. Good lads, on your weaker side.
That's how Kevin, if you like, you won't mind.
Gosh, poor Kevin. I wonder if he really knew what he was getting himself into.
You shouldn't be standing waiting for it, come on. Take that speed, well done.
Adrian Ronan is the charismatic coach.
Presently I'm the coaching coordinator in Greig Valley Hurling Club. I just help try and put structures around coaching in the club.
And he tells us a bit about the Greig Ballycallan Club.
We were a senior club for the last 25 years and we're going through a small little trough. So we've gone down intermediate. But we're a typical country club, we cater for teams from under 6 to adult level. At intermediate level we have 3 adult teams, which is very good. And we also share our premises or our facilities with the Camogie Club, St. Bridget's Camogie Club. So in the middle 80s and 90s, they were our most successful years. In 2000s, we won two county finals in 98 and 00, and we got to a Club All-Ireland in 2001. So they were our good years, and Camogie also had a great time that time in 96. So we've had lean years the last 10 years. But again, we're starting back with the young lads, hoping that we might get a bunch of lads together. That's like any club. So, typical country club, trying to play at the top level.
And it's this country aspect that appeals to our Kevin.
As a country boy like myself, there's a good, nice feel to the place. Everybody very welcoming, even from the teenagers. For an old fogey like myself, it's been good.
Bill Cudahy is one of those teenagers. He's the under-16 goalkeeper. How does he think Kevin is doing?
Well, for a Kerry man, he's not doing too bad. He's after improving anyway. There was no doubt about that. I remember when he first came, he reminded me of a young child. He had a new helmet, a new hurl, a new slitter.
And what were his skills like?
His skills were good. He had a good first touch now for someone who hadn't played hurling. Obviously, it's not all about touch, but he was well able to solo. He was well able to hit the ball. So yeah, he's not doing too bad now.
Do you think he might be able to play a match?
Well. I that wouldn't be my area now, but yeah, sure, listen, a bit more trained and no bother to him, like he would be able to now.
Last Sunday, lad, see many times in the matches last Sunday, many times a lad has to win the ball in a ruck now. For some reason, hurling has gone into rucks. You have to be down quick and get over the ball and turn it. Get over it, turn, quick jab. That's it, quick jab, turn, well done.
How are you getting on, Kevin?
Finding it tough. Obviously new to me here, trying to pick it up a pace as well, so it's tough going, but I haven't injured anyone yet anyway, which is good.
Come on, lads, hold on to it, come on, look, many balls are going astray, come on. Get the ball in the hand, look. Now, 10 press ups each, everyone, come on. Too many balls going astray, come on. 1, 2, 3.
At the end of the day, it's skill levels in hurling, at whether we like it or not, is the most important. Like, I mean, people, the game is trying to change presently. You know, you see where they're developing players and they're talking about size as opposed to speed, and we're trying to, in Kilkenny and in our humble little club, trying to continue the role that hurling is about skill and speed, and it's not about size. Okay, it's ideally to have big strong fellas, but I mean, that's not always the way, and I believe, and a personal opinion, and we here in the club, you know, believe that hurling is about skill and speed, and that's why we always try and hone in on the skills at underage level in particular.
Coaching is a technique in itself, and Adrian favours a certain style.
In general, we try and coach children here through humour. Some people don't agree with that, but we try and do it through humour, and we feel it works. there's times for to be serious, but I think it's important to try and cajole people and encourage people through humour.
Oh, we're trying to get fast feet, come on. And long, Kevin.
Now look up to Adrian.
What's your name?
Eddie Lawler. I have a 16-year-old here, 13-year-old and 2 12-year-olds behind me, so all train, all hurling, so.
All hurling mad.
All hurling mad. I'm sure with Adrian Ronan, should have always enjoy it because he's great for the laugh and keeps him going like a great buzz and that. Like, the lads, if they're tired or whatever, he'll crack a joke or he'll say something or he'll call somebody a name and they'll all bust out laughing. They'll have great crack. Like, you know, it's just brilliant.
Well, I'm out here because Kevin is learning.
We've seen Kevin. It took him a while to get the hang of the hurl. I was wondering which end he'd lift up first, but he seems to be getting the grass for it. Like, you know, he can puck the ball, he can catch the ball now, and, you know, he's sticks in with the lads, like, you know. But start him under 16, sure, no one know the difference.
He's just looking, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very young looking.
Kevin is hugely interested, hugely motivated, and hugely interested in learning, which is great. At 28 years of age, it's never too late to learn hurling, as you can see with all the things that are going on in the GAA at the minute, particularly, I suppose, with the new TV rights. They're trying to spread the gospel of hurling all over the world, and there is teams all over the world and people all over the world starting to hurl, you know, in their mid-20s. So Kevin's actually starting in Ireland, which is a bit strange, I suppose. So
two in two out. Now lads, it's not this diddly-day. A bit of speed.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, what we were doing there, Monica, is just basic hand passing drills. So, four corners, so, you know, diagonal, passing it across, trying not to knock somebody out in the middle, just to get the speed of your hurling up. Then a few different drills in terms of passing it maybe a foot or two in front of somebody on the run, so they don't have to stop when catching it. Because obviously, if you stop in hurling, it's all about movement and pace. You're going to get clattered, or you're going to be that second or two behind. And then one of the final drills is jab lifting it or roll lifting it and protecting the ball. You probably heard Adrian there saying about rucks and protecting yourself in a ruck, and hurling has become a little bit like rugby where you've rucks and you've three or four players going for the ball, so it's about protecting yourself. We're going to have a game of classic backs and forwards now, I think, but I might sit this one out there. I don't want to embarrass anybody at 16 or minor age just yet.
And how did Kevin fare there amongst all the lads?
Very good, which is great. Like, I mean, as I said to Kevin, it's early days yet, I suppose, for Kevin. Obviously, there's little things that we said to him, like, you know, for his hurl, he started, there's little things on a night like tonight now. Kevin is, if you notice, is particularly under pressure for the simple reason the hurl he has doesn't have a grip on it. Now, that's just only because he didn't get time with the Easter weekend to get a grip. But with a greasy night, every young lad that you see or every player that you see always has a grip on his hurl. So that's paramount, number one. You have the correct, like any job, have the correct tools for your job. The next bit, I suppose, which is going to help Kevin, is his fitness levels, you know what I mean? So, naturally enough, when his fitness levels improve, his hurling will improve, but he has to start somewhere, and as I said, he's very willing, very able, and look, as you can see, he hasn't shied away from anything, you know, that we showed, and he was even one of the first guys here at training tonight, in the ball wall, trying to improve on his skills. So, if we'd ever young lad like that.
Tough. It's very demanding in terms of your stamina and you're going all the time, and I think that's probably going to be a big issue for me in terms of getting my fitness and actually be able to keep going for an hour or a little bit longer as well, and be able to make those short bursts. So that's probably, I found out tonight, where I need to increase probably my fitness in terms of speed as well. But that obviously will come, I think, striking the ball as well, and just the basics of your awareness. And this, I suppose, is another challenge when you have a helmet on as well. Your peripheral vision is so, so important in hurling, and I'm hoping obviously that will come with practice as well. But just the ability to know, almost have eyes in the back of your helmet or back of your head, where you know somebody's coming towards you, or just that little glance at the side where you know there's a little bit of danger.
And what about his poor muscles and aches and pains?
Knee's a little bit sore, actually. I have a little bit of a pull in my back there. It's probably not being used to actually bending down so much.
That's it. Come on, take it on. Don't forget change. Hands.
God help him. And it's his birthday and all.
What better way to spend your birthday than running around a field of teenagers after a schlitter? So, yeah, it's a nervous day. No birthday cake today. I was keeping myself totally fit, carb loading earlier. No cake until maybe later, so... Not too bad for night one, I think.
KCLR.
Kevin Gets the Wrong End of the Stick was produced by Monica Hayes and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.